Tom, we need more HP toner.
I'll get right on it, Maria. Now, I could go to the big box office supply company where I'm just a number, but I love dealing with Ferritech, the company that supplies our HP toner, printers, and service. They know how to treat their customers. They're an authorized HP vendor. They locally manufacture their own toner cartridges, and it's recycled.
Tom!
Uh-oh, what now?
Ferritech, a customer-obsessed HP retailer. Visit Ferritech.com.
Broadcasting live from the Roswell Infinity Studio at North Point Executive Suites, it's time for North Fulton Business Radio. North Fulton Business Radio is presented by Ferritech. Ferritech, great people, remarkable service.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to another edition of North Fulton Business Radio. I'm John Ray, and I am usually alongside the great Mike Salmon, but Mike is off in Rio for the next few weeks working the Summer Olympic Games. And sitting in for Mike is my good friend Stephen Julian. Welcome, Stephen.
Morning, John. How are you?
I'm great.
I was about to say Mike, because he is the great Mike Salmon. I'm just the average Stephen Julian, but I'm happy to be here.
Well, I'm just average, so maybe the two of us together, we can
we'll be great together.
There we go. So, Stephen, you are in Gwinnett, normally on Gwinnett Radio.
Yes, sir, I am.
And I've been over there to visit you, and you do a great job over there. So for those that don't know you here in North Fulton, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I am a independent financial advisor. I work with a group of independent financial advisors called Cornerstone Private Client Group. We're located in Suwannee. We each have our own individual practice. We each do our stuff just a little bit differently. And I work with individuals and business owners with their financial plans and financial advice and investments. And I better stop there before everybody falls asleep.
Well, thanks for that. Great to have you with us. Great to have you here in the Roswell Infinity Studios.
Absolutely. Speaking of Roswell Infinity, John, before you introduce our first guest, I would like to remind all the listeners that Roswell Infinity is one of the original Infinity dealerships in the country. They aim to provide top-notch customer service and are dedicated to providing a stress-free environment, whether purchasing or servicing your vehicle. For more information, visit them at RoswellInfinity.com or follow Roswell Infinity on Facebook or on Twitter. Or just listen to us here in the Roswell Infinity of North Atlanta Studios.
Absolutely, because you will hear us talk about Roswell Infinity. So thank you to the great folks there. Thank you, Stephen. Now, let's introduce our guest for today. We have Paul Sharman. Paul is with the Sharman Law Firm, LLC. We also have Kirkley Hennessy, and Hennessy is with Hennessy Transportation. And finally, we'll be welcoming Ehab Jalil, and Ehab is the executive director of the Amana Academy Charter School. So with that, let's get started with Paul Sharman. Paul is with the Sharman Law Firm, LLC. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning.
So tell us a little bit about your firm and what you do.
Well, my firm specializes in employment law and employee benefits. The firm started a little over 5 years ago. I was working for a larger firm in town and decided that I wanted a better quality of life. So I wanted to work where I lived up here in the suburbs, up in Johns Creek, in the Alpharetta area. So I opened up my own practice, and I specialize in, like I said, employment law and employee benefits. I started off really specializing on the plaintiff side, helping folks who felt that they had been mistreated or were owed money by their employer, usually dealing with large employers like, you know, the Cokes and Home Depots of the world, not to say that they treat their employees badly, just using them as an example. You know, I've also now expanded my practice a little bit to help some of the small businesses, because I found that there are a lot of small businesses, especially up here in the North Fulton area. They don't want to go into town and hire the high-priced defense lawyers, you know, $800 an hour to help them with a small problem. Otherwise, they'll go bankrupt. So they prefer to have a local attorney that's available to them that they can meet with at any time and help them through issues that they have with their business.
Paul, through this show, you have small business owners who are listening now or later to the podcast. So let me put you in front of the room full of small business owners. Let's take the business owners, you know, less than 20 employees, you know, kind of scenario. What are some of the top two or three things that they need to be aware of and why they might need your services? Probably on a preventive side, I'm assuming. But what are some of the biggest issues facing those small business owners?
Absolutely. The you know, number of employees is an important factor. If they've got fewer than 15 employees, then they're not going to be subject to Title VII, which is where you get all your discrimination laws and some other laws that come in and can be an issue for smaller businesses. So really what they're looking at, if they're under 15 employees, they're looking at wage and hour issues, meaning are they paying their employees correctly? Are they classifying them correctly? Are they independent contractors or employees? And how do they determine that? Also, obviously, you have other issues like workers' comp. I don't deal directly with that, but I'm also able to direct people to the right person to help them handle those types of issues as well. But really, it's the pay of their employees and how they classify them that probably the two biggest issues that they have to deal with as a small business.
So we're here on North Fulton Business Radio talking with Paul Sharman. Paul, tell us a little bit about what a small business needs to do in terms of classifying those employees as either independent contractors or employees. Tell us, drill down into that.
Sure. The IRS has I believe it's a 20-factor test. And it's not a yes or no kind of question. It's really a balancing test. So, you know, you can look at how much control they have over their work. You can look at, do they use their own equipment? Do they use the company provided equipment? Where do they do their work? Can they work for other people at the same time? So all these things are go into the equation as to whether they're an independent contractor or an employee. One thing that a lot of small business owners don't realize is that they might actually have an independent contractor agreement that's signed by the employee or by their person that works for them, rather. And it says, I am an independent contractor, and their signature's on it. That does not make them an independent contractor. And so that is a mistake that small businesses sometimes make. They'll think, well, they signed this thing. They said they're an independent contractor. Well, it's not an issue of signing a piece of paper. It's a matter of law as to whether they're an independent contractor. So the law is going to determine that, not what's on a piece of paper.
Paul, I've got some great news for you on the show here today. I said that there, through our show, you'd have a room full of small business owners, less than 15 employees that you can talk to. Guess what? There's probably business owners listening who have more than 15 employees. So talk about that line of demarcation and what are their areas of concern once they get above that 15 employee mark?
Sure. Well, obviously they still have to worry about the employee classification and the wage and hour issues and overtime and those kind of things too. Those don't go away when you hit 15 employees, obviously. But then you have also Title VII, which governs race, age, gender, disability. Well, disability is a different statute, but it's also 15 employees. Age discrimination is also, if you have more than 20 employees, that then becomes an issue. So if you have a lot of older employees or even several older employees and you have more than 20 total employees, that can also be a factor. When you're letting someone go, they might decide to claim, oh, it's age discrimination that you're letting me go. And I think the most important thing that I can help small business owners with in that situation is the preventative side. Once you've already gotten sued or once you've already gotten an EEOC complaint, you know, it's obviously a little bit harder at that point. You've got to then think about perhaps it makes sense to settle this thing and make it go away. But the goal is not to get there. The goal is to actually make sure that you document everything negative that happens with the employee, to make sure you've got a paper trail, and also make sure that in some cases, I also recommend that smaller businesses have arbitration agreements with all their employees. You know, working on the plaintiff side, it's very frustrating when I come across these arbitration agreements because we can't file suit. We have to go through an arbitrator. And the most important thing, I think, for small businesses, besides keeping the cost down, is that it's also confidential. So no one else knows that this business has been sued before.
So I'm going to play a little bit of potential ignorance, which I'm very good at, by the way, and ask you to say a little bit more about the arbitration. So is it, you know, an arbitration agreement, you said that someone can't sign a paper and say, I'm an independent contractor. That doesn't work. But is an arbitration agreement a good thing to talk to a business attorney like yourself if you're a business owner, no matter how many employees you have, to see if this is a good general practice to try and set up an arbitration agreement with every employee you bring on?
I think in most cases it would be, mm-hmm. Especially if you've got more than just one or two employees. You know, the paperwork is not that onerous, and I think it makes sense. Once you sign this arbitration agreement, yes, unlike the independent contractor agreement, the arbitration agreement is binding. As long as you give the employee a chance to read it, you tell them, hey, you know, you have a chance to show this to an attorney if you want to. You don't make them sign it right on the spot, then it's binding.
So, John, already in our show, good business tip for business owners, get some arbitration agreements, save yourself a good preventative step, a good investment, I would say.
Ah, I somehow the word investment I knew would come up. So it's too late. That small business owner out there has not properly engaged you, Paul, and they've gotten an EEOC claim in the mail or delivered by a sheriff or however those things get delivered.
In the mail.
Right? Okay. So what happens next? What should they do?
Well, the first thing they should do is contact an attorney, you know, myself or someone else who can help them with responding to that EEOC complaint. Probably the worst thing they can do is try to do it themselves, go on the cheap. You know, it's sort of penny wise and pound foolish. You're going to end up writing things in that response that are going to come up later, probably in court, that you're not going to be happy about. So you want to make sure that you have somebody who can follow the law and understands how to respond to those types of complaints.
So what about engaging that either employee or ex-employee? What should they do about that? I'm assuming they should be talking to you before they have any sort of engagement at all with anybody that's associated with this claim.
Absolutely. Absolutely. The EEOC process can be rather a long process. So the first thing they should do is not panic, because nothing's really going to happen for quite a while once they get the EEOC charge. But they do need to respond within a certain time. Once they respond, then everything kind of sits there for a while, which, again, putting on my plaintiff's attorney hat, can get very frustrating from that side too.
You're also not suggesting they go to Facebook and Twitter and write things about the employee. Probably not a good idea.
And that's another important thing too, is once, you know, once they come on as a client, whether it be an individual plaintiff or a small business owner, you know, you got to be very careful what you're putting on social media. Really all the time, you need to be careful about that, both as a business owner and as an individual.
Let me let you also kind of open the door for us. The business owner who doesn't have any employees, and I will say also doesn't have any employees yet. I would imagine there's opportunity for business law with contracts and deals you're making, running your own one person operation. And then let me let you also kind of tackle the subject of before you make that first hire and dealing with employees. We talked about arbitration agreements, but what are some things business owners should be thinking about before they hire someone and possibly before they're getting ready to fire someone?
Yeah, well, in terms of the actual business contracts, I don't really do that side of the law, but that's certainly, there's plenty of attorneys out there that do that. But in terms of looking to hire your first employee, one of the other things you have to think about besides the arbitration agreement is non-compete. Is this person coming from a competitor? Is this person have a lot of experience in the industry? Make sure that person, if they have a non-compete agreement or a non-solicitation agreement from a prior employer, make sure you get a hold of that and show it to your attorney before you hire that person, because otherwise you might end up with a cease and desist letter from their former employer, and then you're kind of stuck. You know, what do I do? Well, I just spent all this time and money invested in hiring this person. Do I keep them? Do I get rid of them? What do I do? You know, you don't want to be faced with that decision.
So, Paul, you had a pretty high profile case here recently that you've given us leeway to talk a little bit about, and it relates to employee overtime, which is a hot button issue as well. So tell us a little bit about that.
Well, actually, there were two cases. Okay. And one was related to unpaid overtime, and one was related to misclassification, meaning they classified somebody as exempt when they were non-exempt. So that person also had unpaid overtime. And I didn't get into that earlier with the difference between exempt and non-exempt. So let me briefly tell you what that is. When someone is non-exempt, that means that if they work more than 40 hours a week, they're entitled to time and a half for overtime. And it's not 8 hours a day, it's 40 hours a week. If you're in California, it's 8 hours a day, but we're not in California. So it's 40 hours a week. So if you're classified as exempt, technically you do not get overtime. So they could make you work 100 hours and you get your salary. However, there are instances where both small businesses, and in this case, a rather larger business, misclassified somebody, or at least we allege that they misclassified the person. And the large business I'm talking about was Morgan & Morgan, which is a large law firm that generally represents plaintiffs who sue folks in personal injury cases and in some cases employment matters too.
Wow. So even attorneys can make mistakes on this. So it's important to have an expert.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And I will say that it was the Atlanta office of Morgan & Morgan, and they do have employment attorneys in other locations. And I don't think those locations were facing the same issues, but the Atlanta office clearly didn't consult with their own employment attorneys when they classified these folks and you know, managed their practice.
John, anyone can make a mistake.
Absolutely.
And I'm glad that there's a good attorney like Paul to make sure that they are fess up to that mistake.
Absolutely. So, Paul, as we wrap it up here, why don't you give everybody that's interested in maybe the services you offer, give them contact information where they can get in touch with you.
Sure. Best way is to reach me on my website. It's charman-law.com. That's charman-law.com. I'm also located at the lovely North Point Executive Suites, where Radio Business Radio X is also located here in Alpharetta. So that's where I'm located. And my phone number is 678-242-5297. And again, all my contact information is on my website as well.
That's great, Paul. Thanks for being with us today.
Thank you.
So Paul Charman from the Charman Law Firm, LLC, has been our guest here on North Fulton Business Radio.
Good to know that he was a good guest and also a good neighbor of you guys. That's awesome to hear. Speaking of good neighbors, Ferratech is our neighbor, and Ferratech is a sponsor of this show. And Ferratech is an authorized HP and Xerox dealer that also sells and services all leading brands of toner, printers, copiers, and computer hardware. Ferratech has certified service technicians that provide on-site service and a delivery team that offers free local delivery and pickup 5 days a week. For more information, you can visit ferratech.com. That's F-A-R-R-A-T-E-C-H.com. Or you can call them at 770-582-1188.
Okay, Stephen, thank you.
You're welcome.
We are here on North Fulton Business Radio and now joined by Kirkley Hennessy. And Kirkley is with Hennessy Transportation. You're the president of Hennessy Transportation. You're the big guy.
That's way, way too glamorous. I'm just the owner. So not a CEO or a president, not on my business card. That's a little much. But yep, I'm the owner of Hennessy Transportation, and thank you for inviting me over here, John.
Absolutely. Thanks for being with us. So tell us about Hennessy Transportation. Tell us what you do. You're obviously involved in transportation.
Yes, luxury ground transportation, chauffeured transportation, prearranged. A lot of our business is logistics and manifest management for corporations all here in the metro Atlanta area. And, of course, we have our leisure side of the business with limousines, homecomings, weddings, proms, etc. And all of our details are on our website, of course.
So if you're luxury transportation, go ahead. Mm-hmm. Get into some of the details of some of the parts of your fleet.
Okay, sure. So we have a sedan class, SUV class, van, and bus. Sedan class, we just recently introduced Tesla as to the fleet. So our sedan class used to have all of the Lincoln Town Cars, which is a great vehicle. But back in 2011-12, Lincoln discontinued that vehicle. So we've been looking around as an industry to find out what we were going to use as the sedan. And a lot of it's been replaced with SUV class, which is Escalade, Suburban, Yukons, Navigators. And as far as the more luxurious side of the fleet, we have the limo buses with the perimeter seating, plush leather, hardwood floors, flat screen TVs, glassware, etc. All of our vehicles have Wi-Fi on board, chilled water on board, treat you with the red carpet service with weddings and special events. So I could go on.
Yeah,
and on.
You could. And I was going to let you. That's fine. So let me ask this on the business side, then on the corporate side of things. I think a lot of business owners who might be listening go, oh, well, that's for the really large companies, Home Depot, Coca-Cola, to mention what Paul said before. Mm. But talk a little bit about the business owner who might think that they're out of your they don't have the budget to you know, talk to them a little
sure.
bit.
Sure. Great question. Thank you. That actually is something that a lot of people do think, that they're outside of the league on a small way. But that's not true at all. We deal with businesses that have 10 employees, 30 employees, 500 employees. It's all sizes. But a lot of companies, especially in the North Fulton sector, have small businesses that consist of 10, 15 employee offices, but they have guests or clients that are coming in town, or they have other remote out of state employees that they want to handle, have their transportation arranged. So we are managing their ground transportation. And then while they're here, such if it is a group of 30, 50, 300, whatever it may be, then we're managing their transportation and entertainment arrangements while they're in town. So for example, Haverty's will have a group of people come in town, or shout out to a local business here, Petowitz Group, out of Milton. They have their employees come in town and they take care of them. And while they're here, they will take them to dinner during the evening. And then the next day they need to get back to the airport or whatever event they're going to. So we have all sorts of different size clients, and there is no limit, of course. But the reason they would come to us for that is the transportation logistic management. So we're handling their manifests. We get their name, flight info, phone number. for one or 1,000 people, and they know that they're going to be where they need to be.
So as a business owner, I can say, you take care of this, and you guys take care of it.
100%.
I like it.
Mm-hmm.
Terrific. So we're on North Fulton Business Radio talking with Kirkley Hennessy, Hennessy Transportation. So Kirkley, technology and what you offer your clients. Now, when people think about limos and transportation logistics, maybe they don't think about technology. So talk a little bit about that.
Sure. Well, with today's technology, the client wants to be informed for sure, know what's going on. So a lot of our clientele is not the actual passenger. So they are in charge of the passenger. So they want to know where they're at and what's going on so they can log into their portal, find out exactly their chauffeur's name and number and location, status of the trip. And they can go in and make changes. Everything has its algorithms and parameters, of course, but they can make changes to trips and whatever it is that keeps call volume low on our end, which allows us to be more efficient in dispatch. But it also allows them to make changes real time. And with today's technology, as we all are aware of with everything that we do day to day in all of our businesses, it makes it a lot more efficient. So that's the passenger, just to expand or drill down a little more, is it's nice if the passenger is getting picked up at 5:30 in the morning and they get a text around 5 saying their vehicle's en route, and then 5:20 chauffeur's on location, and that way we don't have to ring a doorbell, knock on the door or in front of the hotel lobby. Just makes it easier. So
Kirkley, you are obviously located here in you're on the North Fulton show, but and obviously serve the metro area. Does your stretch go beyond Metro Atlanta? Does it go beyond Hartsfield-Jackson Airport? What areas of service do you cover?
Yes, we have a global affiliate network, so it allows us to service 1,200 airports, 500 cities. So with our global affiliate network, we take passengers from here to Miami and handle their logistics in Miami, and then they'll go to California, manage it there. And these are all with other affiliates inside of our network, where we are all working together inside the same technology database. So on the other hand, when the California affiliate has Atlanta inbound clients, we're handling them here. So that's how that works. And that occurs at definitely daily and sometimes hourly.
So now we're going back to that business owner here in the metro area who is looking for the logistics and the manifest and the help. And now it's not just the people coming here. It's when they go elsewhere. It's when the people they're doing business with, it's word of mouth. It's getting passed around, and it's recognizing that you can service their needs beyond just the metro area.
Yes. Yes, absolutely.
That wasn't a good question, because you just went, all you had to say was yes, but it's important.
It is important, but a lot of our clients are very happy to hear when they say that, because we'll ask them, we've got to kind of upsell that, right? They're leaving Atlanta and they're going to Chicago. So we ask them, do you have your transportation in Chicago? No. Well, we can handle that for you. What? Okay, great. So the client likes that. The corporate client really likes that more, because they have one reservation platform, the same portal, one phone number, billing, which is very important on that sector. So the same billing, everything. So it's been great. That's been an industry-wide program in effect for, I would say, at least 6-7 years that a lot of us have really gotten in bed together to make it work.
So, Stephen, what I'm hearing here is that we should have had Kirkley on the show last week so we could make sure Mike Salmon got to the right place in Rio. We don't know where he is now, right?
He's off the grid, not to be heard from.
Okay, so we will hear about that. So, Kirkley, tell us a little bit about the larger group work that you do, because I'm going to give you a shout out. You are a transportation sponsor for the Alpharetta Business Expo, which is coming up here in August, and you're doing some group type transportation for that expo. So tell us a little bit about that.
Sure. So for the Alpharetta Business Association Expo, that's more shuttling people from parking to the hotel, as we've done in the past. And that's pretty cut and dry, where you set up two locations and run a static shuttle. But we also have some more in-depth groups. There's a group in town for any gamers out there. It's called E-League, and they're in town for 10 weeks. It's managed through Turner. And you can watch it on Friday nights on TBS. But we drive these guys, but there's a lot going on because the teams, when they win, they don't leave in the 3-hour flight that they have from now. So those are all changing immediately, real time. So the bigger, more intricate logistic. Am I long winded? Do I need to? Okay,
keep
the
going.
I love it.
The bigger, more detailed logistics. That's where we get to shine because that's what we're built to do, and our technology definitely helps us do that. But being in a and with a great team of people really makes us execute very well.
I don't think logistics can be talked about in two sentences, Kirkley. I mean, the fact that you narrowed it down to about a minute just shows how good you are at handling logistics. So, and you said E-League. So when my sons listen to this, they're all in. So that's good.
So we drive all those gamers around.
So, you know, we're obviously North Fulton Business Radio X, but you, and I love in your little bio, you talk about proud to say that virtually every Fortune 500 company relies on Hennessy every minute, every hour, every day. But let me let you go into the individual, the homecomings, the bride and groom, the mm-hmm. special event. I mean, dig a little bit more into that. You talked about the buses with the Wi-Fi and the large screen, but
sure,
wax poetic. Get out of logistics for a little bit. Wax poetic on how great some of your stuff is and why people who have weddings and special events should be calling you.
Well, with weddings, weddings are 90% of our clients with weddings have one thing in common other than they're planning an event is that they've never done it before. So when they call,
good statistic. I like that.
They know that they need something and they need it to take them and their guests or their bridal party or wherever somewhere, but they don't exactly know what they want or need. They just know that they need it. So we actually have in-house event planners that will work with them on the ground at the event during the day of. They will work with them throughout the planning process because we have a lot of weddings that involve out-of-town guests, especially Roswell, North Georgia, you got the wineries, you have a lot of transportation components kicking in there. So we will explain to them we're kind of telling them what they need because they don't know yet because they're planning a wedding and they're excited and they want it to be beautiful and they want everybody there, but they really don't care how it's going to happen. So we'll let them know.
Which is funny because when you think about planning a wedding, they care about exactly what frosting is on the cake.
Oh, yeah.
They care about the napkins on the table. They don't care about how granny gets to the wedding.
Right. Well, there's some of the things.
They care, but they don't think of the details.
Well, there's some of the things that are overlooked, such as entertainment is overlooked a lot. That's a big portion that a bride will overlook, and that's how 80% of the guests remember the event, first of all. And then secondly, the transportation, you can't have it be late, unreliable, breaking down. So there are some big components in a wedding that a lot of them overlook, and they need to really consider what happens and what could happen on the day of if you have some of your really bigger vendors that are a portion of the budget. Transportation is going to be a small percentage of the entire budget. You know, average wedding in metro Atlanta is 35-45 grand. So we're a couple of that, you know? So that's not, and there's a lot of 15 ones too, but even then a departure, bride and groom departure car is $130. So on the average. Now, what's going to happen at 11:15 PM when there's no car and your photographer's ready and everybody's got bubbles? Well, that's not good. So you want to make sure you do your due diligence on the company that you hire for something like that, moving your people and also getting into legalities, making sure that you are compliant with the DPS, Department of Public Safety, regulates us. And there are insurance regulations and requirements and permits and all of that good stuff. So going into a legality, I'll pick into that just a moment. All of our chauffeurs are fingerprinted through the FBI. That is not only to get their chauffeur endorsement on their driver's license, but also regulated by law to have that happen. So there's a lot of safety and security that we provide that some illegal operators or other app-based technologies would not provide for you or could guarantee.
Well, Kirkley, that's great. So there's a little bit more to it than just a guy with a nice car that pulls up and picks you up.
100%, yes.
We are not
electronic hitchhiking.
Right.
Yeah, terrific.
Ooh, I like that word.
That was pretty good. Okay. Well, Kirkley, it's been great to have you here. So thanks for being with us. But before you go, as we wrap it up, tell our listeners that want to get in touch with you how to do that.
Sure. Our website is HennessyTransportation.com, HennessyTransportation.com, transportation.com. And we are 24/7 live answer, 855 4 Hennessy, 855, the number 4 Hennessy, or local Atlanta, 770-667-8788.
And again, they can call that number for any of your global network. So that
is
one number.
Yes, sir.
Terrific.
Thanks. Thank you, guys. Appreciate you having me on.
Thanks for being with us.
Yeah, Kirkley, thanks for being with us here at North Point Executive Suites. Did you know that North Point Executive Suites provides office and virtual solutions to fit every business need with flexible terms and technology-enhanced turnkey offices? You'll enjoy all-inclusive rentals without hidden add-on charges. Meeting and conference room space is also available. Their service is second to none. Visit their privately owned locations in Alpharetta or Duluth and see for yourself. Visit NorthPointExecutiveSuites.com. At North Point Executive Suites, we position you for success.
Steven.
That wasn't too over the top, was it? Maybe just a little?
I thought it was pretty good.
I was in character. It was
you
really
were.
Good.
Yeah. Absolutely. Well, there are probably some characters around here.
Well,
right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So that works okay.
I can spot those a mile away because I am.
That's right. That's right. So thanks, Stephen. So again, we're here on North Fulton Business Radio, and we are now joined by Ehab Jalil. And Ehab is the executive director of the Amana Academy Charter School.
That's right. That's right. Thanks so much for letting me have this opportunity. It's wonderful.
Thanks for being with us, Ehab. So tell us a little bit about Amana. And tell us about what you do.
So Amana Academy is a Fulton County authorized charter school, one of a half dozen charter schools in the Fulton County school system. We've been around for almost 11 years now. We were established in 2005 as a charter school. We're located in Alpharetta. We started out in Roswell, but outgrew our facility there and moved into a facility right adjacent to Wells Park in Alpharetta. And we currently have 750 students in grades kindergarten through eighth. And we're looking to even expand beyond that. But it's been an incredible journey for us in offering Fulton County students a different option, a choice in their education.
Ehab, we hear, I hear the term charter school. And I think a lot of people, myself included, kind of go, okay, I've heard that term many times. Here's somebody who can really dig into that term for me. What are charter schools? Are there different types? Just give us a real basic lesson.
It's a great question. We actually get that all the time. Charter schools come in many different forms. The charter school concept was actually, it was a brainchild of a professor at the University of Massachusetts at Amherst back in 1988. And his idea was really to infuse innovation into the public school systems across the country as a way to drive academic achievement and so forth. And so the movement started from there. The first state to enact charter schools was Minnesota. Here in Georgia, charter school law became in effect in 1998. And since then, there are a few different types of charter schools here in the state. And by the way, different states will have different types of charter schools. So it does get confusing, and we understand that. In Georgia, you've got startup charter schools, which is the type of school that we are, where almost anybody can start a startup charter school. It can be a group of parents, educators working together. It can be a collaboration between a university and, say, a business working with the district and so forth. So that's called a startup charter school. The way that they're authorized is typically through the local board of education. And then once the board of education approves them, then they go to the state for approval by the Department of Education at the state level. Then there's conversion charter schools, which are existing public schools that want some autonomy from the district to be able to do some innovative things. For example, Riverwood High School in Fulton County Schools is a charter school. North Springs is a charter school. And each of them have a specific type of program that they're focused on. There is a difference, though, between those schools and what's called a magnet school. Excuse me, I'm fighting allergies.
No worries, no worries. We are on North Fulton Business Radio, and we're talking with Ehab Jalil. Ehab is the executive director of the Amana Academy Charter School. So, Ehab, let's back up for a second, because you've got a long business background, but you're executive director of a charter school. So tell us a little bit about how you, your journey and how you got to Amana.
Sure. And I apologize again for my voice.
No worries.
So actually, I'm a corporate guy. I worked for 5 years for General Electric and then 15 years downtown at Coca-Cola here in Atlanta. While I was at Coke, some friends and I got together. We were just talking over a kitchen table, really, about our kids' education. Some of us had our kids in parochial schools, some in public schools, some in regular private schools as well. And we started to become intrigued with the charter school model, because really what the model's focused on, again, is innovation. And the way that you get there is that the school district, the authorizer, is giving the school autonomy to be able to do these innovative things, but then they're holding them accountable for the results. In effect, having school choice means that you're going to get vested parents, which we were. And so that was my journey into the charter school realm. And then 5 years into the history of the school, the board at the school asked me to come on full-time as the executive director. By law in Georgia, charter schools have to have a board, a governance board, with open meetings and so forth. And that gives them local control. So that's kind of the epitome of local control from an autonomy perspective. I do want to get back to my earlier point about different types of charter schools. So the third type here in Georgia is what's called a state commission charter school, which is authorized by a new entity called the commission. And that's really for schools that could not get approved through the local district or who want to draw from more than one district in a metro area, for example, or in a rural situation where the population's not as dense and so forth. So you have a number of them around the state as well. But for me personally, this has been an amazing journey. I think it's important in running a charter school that a person does have a business type background, because in effect, you're managing your own nonprofit entity. And that's really what my role is there. It's not to be the academic lead, the instructional leader of the school. It's more to manage the nonprofit entity to ensure that we're meeting our fiduciary responsibilities, marketing and expanding, purchasing building, for the school and so forth.
So, John, I use the word investment, but Ehab used the word fiduciary. So
there he's already, wow. He went up
already,
to you, Steve.
Yeah, yeah. He's already climbing up my list. He outdid me. Oh, that was good. Ehab, let me ask. You've done a good job of kind of educating us, pun intended. But talk a little bit specifically about Emana. Talk about what sets them apart from obviously other schools, but also other charter schools. Talk a little bit about the learning model. I'm a parent. So what questions should a parent be asking? What questions do you want to answer of parents before they even ask them that sets your school apart?
Yeah. So part of, again, the basis of being a charter school is to offer something that is very different than what the current school system is offering. Otherwise, there's no really a need to establish a new school. In our case, the centerpiece of what we do at Emana is the instructional model, and the instructional model is called expeditionary learning. The new term is actually EL education. They've just kind of rebranded themselves. EL education really was born out of a relationship back in the early 90s between the Harvard Graduate School of Education working with Outward Bound. If you're familiar with Outward Bound, they're an organization that's, I think, almost 40-50 years old, that focuses on taking young people into adventure type experiences to really work on their character, their team building skills, and so forth. And at the time, Harvard saw what Outward Bound was doing in New York City and in Boston and other areas like that, and said, "We really think that what you do around character, pushing kids beyond their comfort zones to be able to do more than they thought they could, could apply to the classroom." And so they got together with Outward Bound, formed Expeditionary Learning, and now that's a network of schools around 130 schools around the country that employ that model. So we have a relationship with Expeditionary Learning, and the model is very focused on hands-on, minds-on learning. It's a project-based instruction program, but also really creates the culture for the school. And if you look at what makes a successful school, it's really the culture of the school. A culture that's based on high expectations, but also habits of scholarship, And then, you know, in our case, character building as well. And when we say character, we're not necessarily talking about moral character, although obviously that's going to, you know, be a part of any kind of school environment. We're really talking about perseverance. We're talking about team building, you know, diversity and inclusion. There's a number of design principles that come out of the model that we use every day.
Ehab Jalil from Amana Academy Charter School is with us. So brag about your results. This is your opportunity. It sounds like it's a very interesting model, the educational model that you have, and you must have some good results out of that for your students.
Yeah, I'm very excited to share our results because what we found is the data shows us that the students that are with us longer do much better. And right now, the kids that are in our middle school are outperforming 96% of middle schoolers across Georgia. We're the number 3 ranked middle school in Fulton County Schools right now on the CCRPI index. Half of our middle school students are taking, in seventh grade, taking high school biology. We don't have a high percentage of TAG kids, talented and gifted kids. We actually have, you know, almost half of our kids are on the free and reduced lunch program. So we're really proud of our students, proud of what our teachers are doing, and know that the model's working. The other thing that we've just been awarded is we've become the first K-8 STEM certified school in the state of Georgia. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. And it's really the blending of those different disciplines and trying to inspire young people to pursue careers in technology fields and so forth. So just this last spring, we were the 30th school to receive that recognition. There are 1,000 schools in the application process right now in the state of Georgia. The program's been around for 5 years or so, and so we're very proud of that achievement as well.
Ah, so tell us a little bit more about your community involvement, because you're doing project-based learning, you're looking to involve your students in the community. And for those that are businesses are interested in engaging with the schools, you've got some opportunities for them to do that, right? So tell us a little bit about what those opportunities may be.
Absolutely. You know, one of the things that's incredibly important to the EL, the expeditionary learning model, is field work. And so just like a real scientist does field work, a real historian does field work, the students in our school go on 5 to 10 field studies a year versus the 1 or 2 that you see in a typical school. And when they do that, they're getting authentic experiences with people that are in businesses and agencies and so forth in the area, especially locally. We're always looking for business partners that are touching on the type of curricular standards that we want to achieve. You know, we've got a great partnership with the city of Alpharetta. We worked with them to implement a computer program called Cano Computing, which is a computer that kids build themselves and learn how to code. And our fifth graders were able to use those computers to design Civil War battlegrounds using Minecraft. But in addition to that, they were able to connect to Hi-Rez Studios, which is here in Alpharetta as well. You know, they're a gaming company, one of the top gaming companies. Their developers worked with our kids to you know, design those battlegrounds and learn from the best, you know, in terms of developers as to how you actually put that together. And so we're always looking for partnerships that provide that kind of authentic experience for our kids. Obviously, we look for other types of partnerships too from a business perspective, and we welcome that.
He used fiduciary, which jazzed me up. He talked about Minecraft, which will jazz up my 13-year-old. And 10-year-old at home. But so 7th graders doing high school biology, 5th graders building their own computer and making Civil War battlefields out of Minecraft. A typical parent who might be listening to this will go, man, that sounds great. There's no way my kid could ever get in. So talk a little bit about the process of who is open to join the charter school. What's the process? Where do they need to start?
That's a great question. So we're part of the Fulton County school system. So it's a public school. There's no tuition for the school. The way that the only requirement that we have is really that a student reside in the Fulton County school system attendance zone, which includes South Fulton as well as North Fulton. In our case, our 750 students primarily come from Alpharetta and Roswell. We do have 5% of our students come all the way from South Fulton. Their parents drive them an hour and 15 minutes because, you know, they're looking for the best options for their kids. But that's basically it. They just have to be a resident. We typically have a lottery for most of our grades. We typically have about 200 kids on the waiting list for our school. Our enrollment period happens in January. We do tours every month. And then in January, people basically register online. And then we conduct a lottery in February and let them know, you know, if they got in or if they're on the waiting list. And so that's how it works.
That's great, Ehab. So for businesses that are looking to engage with you, with some of the opportunities you mentioned, or parents that are looking for more information, how do they contact
you? Really, the best way to find us is on the internet. Our website is amanaacademy.org. You can also find us on the Fulton Schools website under Charter Schools. And then we've got a very active Facebook presence as well. Amana Academy. Amana spelled A-M-A-N-A, and then Academy. And then we're on Facebook and like I said, on fultonschools.org.
That's great, Ehab. Thanks again for being with us.
Thank you, folks. Appreciate the opportunity.
Terrific. So a couple of items we have to take care of before we say goodbye for this edition of North Fulton Business Radio. If you notice the signage here in our studio, Stephen, doesn't it look nice?
It looks fantastic.
And it is courtesy of Apex Signs and Graphics. Apex Signs and Graphics provides unique commercial outdoor signage, indoor signage, vehicle wraps, and graphics. They also offer large format printing services. They work with customers nationwide, as well as customers in Fulton, Cobb, Cherokee, Forsyth, and Gwinnett counties. The goal of Apex Signs and Graphics is to make your marketing pay. They are in the business of graphic communication, and their products sell your message. It's this message that creates top-of-mind awareness and causes your customer to buy from you and to buy from you repeatedly. For more information, go to apexsignsga.com. So one other reminder, we mentioned the Alpharetta Business Expo earlier.
I heard you say that, John.
I thought you did.
Yeah, I picked up on it.
And you've got that on your calendar, Stephen.
Absolutely. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Do you know why?
Because you're going to be there, I hope.
I am planning on being there with, I believe, the great Mike Salmond.
Absolutely.
Who we hope will have returned.
If we can, we will send one of Kirkley's vehicles to pick him up
exactly
and make
right.
sure he gets back.
Absolutely.
But, no, Business Radio X is a silver sponsor of the Alpharetta Business Expo, which will be held on August the 26th at the Alpharetta Marriott on Windward Parkway in Alpharetta. And
what's the hours of that, John?
The hours are from 9 o'clock. We will start with a startup showcase, pitch showcase, and the expo will open at 10:30 with lots of food vendors, about 75 exhibitors, and lots of fun.
And Business Radio X will be there, and we'll be offering to interview different business owners and business leaders from the North Fulton area and do quick little interviews. So it'll be a lot of fun.
And you'll absolutely. And Kirkley and his drivers will make sure you get from the parking lot to the front door of the Marriott.
And one thing I can guarantee of every interview I do, I always make the business owners look great because everybody looks better than me. So it's easy to do.
And a great attraction to get there and make sure that just to compare how you look relative to the great Stephen Julian,
they
right?
They can just guarantee to prove to themselves that I do have a face for radio.
Well,
no rim shot from Mike, right? No delayed 5 second old rim shot from Mike.
All sorts of reasons to come to the Alpharetta Business Expo on August the 26th. So for more information, go to www.alpharettabusinessexpo.com. Thanks again to our guests for joining us today. We've had Paul Sharman from the Sharman Law Firm, LLC, Kirkley Hennessy, president of Hennessy Transportation, and Ehab Jalil, the executive director of Amana Academy Charter School. A reminder, you can listen to this show every Tuesday morning live at 11:30. And if you miss any of our live shows, you can find us on iTunes or online at northfulton.businessradiox.com. You can also follow us on Twitter or on Facebook at North Fulton BRX. So for our producer, Trey Odom, and for the great Stephen Julian, I'm John Ray. Join us next time here on North Fulton Business Radio.